Hello, everyone, and thank you for deciding to press play on this episode. This one is totally not planned, as usually all of mine are, but I want to talk about meaning and feeling, because that's what we as humans are created for, and without meaning, What is the point in what we do every day? And for me, the biggest meaning for me is to serve and enjoy life with people. I don't want to live on my own. I want family, friends to be the center of my life. And the big meaning for me is following Jesus. Now, I'm not very open about this, so I am stretching myself and gonna go out there. I'm gonna just say what's on my mind, and I just wanted to bring up notes that I took from a youth weekender from going away with my church for a weekend. There were talks, we played games, we went zip lining. It was amazing and loads of fun. But I believe I captured or noted down key points of how we find meaning in following God, and why we follow God, and what's the purpose, and how to find meaning in that. And I want to share that. And so the first note that I took was, God's plan will likely be very difficult, the hardest and most uncomfortable. Now, this is kind of what I was trying to relay last week's episode. That one was all over the place. I just wanted to record one, so I just chatted and kind of felt free about making an episode, because this is kind of what I wanted podcasting to be able to just say what's on my mind. And so with this one, I've seen this a lot in my life. It's never easy, but that's because the way God wants us to live is to be different from other people, and other people go the easy route in living for themselves and going for what's quick and easy straight away. But I believe living for God is making decisions in every key moment, every moment of your life, not even key moments, just each decision that you make. The right one is most likely the hardest one, because it's not what we want in that moment. I talked about this in previous episodes, and I think we'll continue to talk about it more, but choosing the bigger, better decision in the long run is always better than the short run. And so that note, just reading off the bat, is pretty awesome. Not because, well, it's, I don't know, it sucks and it's difficult, but it's so much better in the long run when you think about where you will be. It's just amazing. I love it. And so continuing on with God's plan and how we follow God, is his rules matter. Living by God's rule is the best way to live. For example, don't lie. That would damage the relationship, and if you lie to someone, it loses trust, and trust builds a relationship. And so that's one of God's rules, not to lie, not because it's like it will be difficult and it will be bad for you, but because you lying can affect the people around you. And then that ultimately does, I'm not sure where I'm going with it, but you know what I mean. His rules are set for us to be better followers of him, not to make it more difficult and hard and things we should strictly follow. In the show The Chosen, it's really putting into perspective what the Pharisees and people around that time were acting to Jesus, saying that he's the Messiah and calling himself the Son of Man. They're following all these rules about the Sabbath and everything like that, when this amazing point that Jesus says is, Shabbat was, which is the Sabbath, was made for man. Wait, no, no, it's the other way around. I can't remember. Shabbat was made for man, and man not for Shabbat. There we go. Because they're putting all these rules on the people that they must follow, as if those rules were made for them. I'm getting myself confused, but it's the rules aren't there to be strictly followed, and if you were to break one of those rules, it would be the end of the world. They're put there to make yourself a better human, and by going by those rules, you're making your life better, not worse in any way, because by following them, you just become a better human. They're all rules that help us become the best versions of ourselves, so why not follow them? God knows and cares for you. That is another note that I have down. He knows everything about you, and when you hide from that, how will you get closer to God? If you hide from the mistakes that you've done, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but I'm going somewhere. You hide from God and not take ownership, you're not letting God into the part of your life where you need him, in a sense. We work best when we do things God's way. I'll say that again. We work best when we do things God's way. Micro decisions affect the bigger picture. That's another note, and I talked about that earlier on. It is so true. Like, I'm learning as I'm recording these episodes, and by doing them, I'm speaking and just sharing and learning so much by just doing that. It's amazing. Read the next one. People expect what will happen, but following God will be different by putting God first and being different. This is what I was going on earlier. People expect what will happen with following God. It will be easy. But by following God, we're different, and it's difficult, but ultimately so much better in the bigger picture. Serve God first. This is all just, these are amazing points. I should go through my notes more often. Okay, these are amazing. I hope you guys are learning stuff from this, because I am. Okay, let's find the next one. What decisions are you making that will bring you closer to God? This was a question more than a point. I'll try and think for myself then. I think by doing this podcast for me and getting out there and sharing it is helping me get closer to God. And another way for me that I always feel closer to God in the act of worship. Worship is something for me that is totally like, it takes me out of this world. Worship is another level. Just putting music on and singing to God and being totally vulnerable, my hands in the air, usually dancing because I get so excited. Worship is a thing for me that I love it. I love it so much. It's a way for me to connect with God in the best way. Another way for me is just going on walks and just in embracing the creation of life. It sounds a bit out of like random, but like just hearing the trees and the birds singing and the water, it just fills me with joy because all of that was created in some way. And I believe God is the best artist, because everything, sunsets and sunrises, they get me, man. The colors in the sky. Someone once said to me that sunrises and sunsets are God's way of showing his artistic, I'm saying this wrong to how it was told to me, but he shows us paintings every day, 2 paintings a day. And when you think about it, in the whole world, is that each sunset's different, and they're all over the place, countlessly. So God is like count in like creation of, oh my gosh, sorry, I just absolutely obliterated my microphone. I'm sorry for you guys. I always hold my microphone instead of put it down because I kind of like to move around and be free. So I'm sorry for. If it doesn't sound great, I'll listen back, and if it doesn't, I'll probably change how I record. But anyways, creation is a way that I love to embrace God, and oh man, I love it. Okay, now I want to move on to the next set of notes, which is from a seminar about stress and worry and how being anxious. Okay. Looking through my notes, small changes can make massive impact. That's my first, I don't ever remember writing that. Small changes can make a massive impact. When you find the problem, you can find the answer. That's a pretty good one that you can implement in any part of your life. 5-finger technique. Okay, this was for when you were kind of getting really scared and anxious and like breathing quickly. I think is a really cool, nice technique to kind of relax yourself, which was put your hand, your left hand out, or whichever hand, trace your hand with your other finger and breathe in as you trace up your finger and breathe out as you trace down. So you go up and down your hand. So you breathe in as you trace up, and then breathe out as you trace down. Don't know why I'm sharing it, but I am. So, yeah. Take a break and do something different. Look at things differently. It's never what it seems. Never as bad as you think it will be. That's an interesting, like, just to think about when you are, because I get stressed and nervous all the time about where I'm going and what's going to happen. I always get stressed about the future, but I'm trying to, because like, it's interesting when you really think about past, present, and future, how like right now, this moment that I'm speaking right now, boom, it's now in the past. Like, oh my gosh. And then like the future, I can't even, like, the future is like a whole nother thing that it will happen that I have no control over, so why worry about it? I keep saying that myself, but I still get totally petrified every time I start to think too much about the future. I think a lot in my head and don't get like let go of it a lot, so this podcast is actually helping so much just for me. People might not even be listening to this episode, but I am feeling so free. And for whoever is listening, I appreciate you so much. And it means so much to me that you're listening and enjoy my rambling. All right. Give it to God. He cares. He will provide what you need. Oh, this goes perfectly with future stuff. He will provide what you need. When I look back at the past in times where I was worried about what I will need, God has always provided and always been there. I look back to when we first moved here and I was at school. I absolutely hated it. If I'm completely honest, I was totally outside of where I wanted to be. I couldn't fit in really, and it was just incredibly difficult for me. But when I look at where I am now, I am at a film school making films, doing my dream, and he has totally provided that. And when I look at where I am, like where our house is located, the bus that goes straight to my school goes straight past this house on the road that my house is on. That is totally perfect and not planned because we moved here before I moved to the school, like a couple years before I even heard about the school. It's like the that's just one statement of like how crazy and amazing God has been in my life. So he has always provided. Being anxious is a part of being human. By recognizing what triggers you, you can give it to God and let him work on the problem that you can, and then work on the problem that you can control. The rest is up to God. This is something I need to implement in my life, because the things that I can't have control over, I can't control it. So give it away. Give it to God, who can. He can control anything, man. Like, he can take care of all of your problems. But for the things that you can control, this is where what shows true, like, personal strength is that in the things that you can control, your decisions, because God has created us to have free will and have our own decisions, in the thing that you can control, your decisions, you should be strong in that. And that will just ultimately build an amazing relationship. I don't even know where these words are coming from. This is totally the Holy Spirit, and I am loving this right now. But I am so glad that you're here to listen with me. You become more courageous when you do this, and it is amazing. There have been times where I've pushed through and powered through and taken control over my actions, and it feels so powerful in the fact that you take control over what you can control, and everything that you can't, you just don't have to worry about. You become more courageous. We are given the courageousness, or the courage, that's the word, courage, to face what we fear. So I'll give more context to that part. When you become more courageous, let's say this again. When we take control over our actions, we are given courage. And we can use that courage to face what we fear. God gives us this loop of giving us, taking away what we can't control, allowing us to take control over what we can. By us taking control over that, we're given courage, and that courage from God, from us making our own decision, is given to us to face what we fear. Whew. That is beautiful. That is not coming from me. That's coming from God. You needed to hear that. I'm glad you had. Thank you. I'm saying thank you to you. Okay, there's a lot more notes here. I think we shall go through one more. Strong self-esteem and the value of yourself is built on a strong foundation. Equals easier to live in the challenges of life. This is a big one. Strong self-esteem, which is given to us by courage, and well, I think so. Yes. I'm just going through my notes again. It is. This is built on a strong foundation. The foundation in my life is God, the thing that never changes. And because of that foundation in God, it is easier to live in life where changes are, like, inevitable. Learned that word from Marvel. So it's having God as my foundation just makes it so much easier to deal with change, because when it gets difficult, I have someone and somewhere to go to give me courage to then face that difficult time. Wow, God is so gracious and amazing and provides exactly what we need when we need it and guides us in the best way. He's the best storyteller, man. I gotta get God on this podcast. Bro, that would be so crazy to interview him. It would be the longest podcast episode of all time. time, man, all I want to do is have a conversation with him, man. He's got the best stories. When you think about it, he created storytelling. He created storytelling, the thing that literally defines the human race, because we only remember stuff through stories. Bro, you're witnessing a little mind breakdown. Not breakdown, like revelation. Oh my goodness. I literally have a podcast called Tell the Story, where I provide people to tell their story, which I haven't had a guest on in a while. All right, let's ignore that. And he created storytelling. That is wicked. Gotta get God on this podcast. I'm gonna email him, try and get his... I'm joking. Man, when I get to heaven, it'll be the first episode that I record. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's going to be wicked. All right. We're reaching the 20-minute mark. I want to thank you so much for listening. And I hope you had a great time listening and joining me through life-changing discoveries as I discover and capture that moment. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great week, and go out and tell someone your story, because they might need to hear it in the time that they're in. I stretch you and encourage you to go do that, and maybe find a church and try and listen to what this Jesus guy's talking about. That's wrong. All right. Anyways, have a great week. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.